Unsearchable Riches by Edward Dennett. Preface. The following chapters, of which this volume is composed, are neither lectures, although the writer may have occasionally spoken on the same subjects, nor notes of lectures. They are rather written studies or meditations, and inasmuch as they have been helpful to the writer himself, he ventures to hope that they may also be for the edification of his readers. They are very simple, and suited, therefore, to the apprehension of the feeblest of the saints of God. Hence, nothing has been taken for granted, for the conviction has been forced upon the mind of the writer, after some little experience, that it is a mistake to assume that either readers or hearers are beyond the necessity of the restatement of fundamental truths. It may be added that each chapter is complete in itself, and on this account, repetitions have not been avoided, if thereby the subject in hand could be rendered more intelligible or more complete. The subject is one. It is Christ himself, and no one will feel more deeply than the writer how feeble has been his attempt to portray some of the relationships which he sustains toward his people. But it is profitable to be occupied with Christ in any measure, and it is the writer's prayer that the Lord himself may condescend to use these pages to lead his own into an increasing acquaintance with himself, and that he may thus glorify himself by ministering blessing to his saints according to his own heart, and to his own name be all the praise. Blackheath, 1878. A small narrator's note here. I have not included Brother Dennett's many helpful footnotes, because they tended to hinder the listenability and the continuity of his primary content. So if you're interested in those additional explanatory thoughts, my suggestion is go ahead and read the original in print.